Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill, and we are back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. Tonight, you know, we're presented to you by FanDuel. Follow us at William is Bill, at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Sports Ethos. We're live on X and YouTube. So if you have any comments, I'll get to them at the end of the show. Love your comments and feedback. But tonight we had a great five-game slate of NBA basketball. It is the last week of the season. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. I hope you guys won your championships. I hope you guys are done with your season. But for the 1% of you that may still be playing fantasy basketball, we will still be here with you for the last week of the season. All right. So the big news from today is the Spurs played the Sixers. Spurs won 115-102. And Victor Wembanyama exited the game early after playing 16 minutes because he fell on his shoulder/rib area. And they're saying he had a left rib contusion. So we don't know the extent of that, if it's going to be bruised up, if he's going to have a broke rib, if he's going to have a sprain or shoulder or whatever. But, you know, of course, that's always a negative when one of the best players in the league gets banged up and cannot return to the game. So, it's only 3 games left for the Spurs in the season. This could affect him winning awards because of the stupid 65-game rule. But this is where we are. But for the game, he, like I said, 16 minutes, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 blocks. And that is a really good game for most people, you know, most big men playing 35 minutes. So that just shows you how dominant and good Victor Wembanyama has been this year. 17, 5, and 3 blocks in 16 minutes. And they still won the game. So let's hope he's back, even if he just misses one game. We want him healthy for the playoffs. And, you know, Dr. A mentioned, you just never know. They sat him out of game last week, but he gets hurt today. You can't really avoid injuries necessarily. It could just be fluky things that happen like that. But Stephen Castle, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 steals. That's a triple-double with 2 steals. Incredible game by Stephen Castle. And, you know, he stepped it up when Victor left the game. So this is something that he can do in the future as well. They don't need Wemby to finish the season. They are 60-19 right now, so they're in great shape. And this can only help the team having other people get prepared to step up. And I'll get to one of those guys off the bench in a minute. But De'Aaron Fox had 13 points, 2 steals, and a block. He shot 50% from the field, so the 13 doesn't look great, but he was 50% from the field, so he's going to have to be more aggressive. Champagne, 7 points, 9 boards. You love the rebounds. Devin Vassell, 9-4-4 with the steal. But off the bench, the second leading scorer, tied with Wemby, Dylan Harper, 7-4-11 for the field, 17 points, 3 boards, 4 assists. Unfortunately, no steals or blocks, but he did play 28 minutes and clearly helped fill a role for this team once Wemby went down, and that's only going to be good for his confidence. Lou Cornett as well. Got more minutes with Wemby out because he's the big 1-to-1 replacement. 10 points, 3 boards, no blocks, unfortunately. But and Keldon Johnson, 13 points, 9 boards, 2 steals, and a block. And that's all the Spurs needed to defeat the Sixers, who were playing Joel Embiid, who had 34 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 blocks. That is an MVP type of performance by Joel Embiid. He has been the MVP of this league before. He's been hurt a lot since then. But this is a classic performance by him. Unfortunately, they did not get the win. Paul George, 16 points, 2 steals, 4 boards, 4 assists. Kelly Oubre, 8 rebounds and a steal. Tyrese Maxey, lower on the points end than we're used to. 15 points, 8 assists, 3 boards. VJ Eshkun, 14 and 8 boards with a steal and a block. And no one off the bench was helpful at all. And that's why they lost. Barlow had 6 points and 8 boards and 2 steals. But that's not good enough. For the next game, the Knicks defeated the Hawks 108-105. OG Anunoby, 22 points, 5 boards, 2 blocks. Karl Anthony Towns, 21-12 with 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Mikal Bridges, 15 points, 5 boards, 2 steals, and a block. We can deal with that from Mikal. You know, play like this every game, you're not going to hear too much going on against that. But this should be the floor for him, not the ceiling. Jalen Brunson, 30 points, 13 assists, 2 steals. Incredible amount of assists. You love that. Mitchell Robinson, 8 points, 12 boards, 2 steals, 3 blocks. Great, dominant defensive performance in 20 minutes for Mitchell Robinson. If he could ever get healthy and play 26 to 32 minutes per game, I mean, that's just going to be scary for a lot of people. For the Hawks, Onyeka Okongwu, 12-8 with the block. Jalen Johnson, 21-11 with 5 assists and a steal. And we're actually used to him doing a lot better than that. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's just the type of year Jalen Johnson's been having. But solid. CJ McCollum, you know, he had a chance at the game winner, but it was too late. 17 points, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Now, Nickeil Alexander-Walker with 36 points and a block. Dyson Daniels, 11 points, 2 steals. No one off the bench was productive at all, including Jonathan Kuminga and Zachary Richesay. Highly disappointing from the two young prospects. I don't know what's going on with that, but they're too talented to be doing nothing. For the next game, the Magic blew out the Pistons, 123-107. Paul Reed started, 9 points, 6 boards, and a block. Jalen Duren, 18-9 with a steal. Kevin Huerter, 17 points, 5 assists, 4 steals. Love that from Huerter. And there was no Duncan Robinson. When Duncan Robinson misses, Kevin Huerter is basically a star for this Pistons team. Ausar Thompson, 8 points, 6 assists, 3 blocks. Dennis Jenkins, 18 points, 7 assists, and a steal. Off the bench, Javonte Green, 17-6 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. Great performance. Unfortunately, he did not do that last game, but that's probably because Duncan Robinson was there. Duncan was out in this one. No Tobias, no Caris LeVert. So there was a lot of extra room for Kevin Huerter and Javonte Green to step it up. Even Tolu Smith got some minutes. I wish Ron Holland could be a little more productive for this squad because he's very talented. For the Magic, who disappointed, Paolo Banchero did not. 31 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. 10 for 10 from the free throw line, 10 for 16 from the floor. He should have shot more, actually. Great game by Paolo after having 2 of his 3 games last week were 2 of the worst games you'll ever see him play.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
So good to see him bouncing back. Tristan Da Silva, 12-4 with the steal. Wendell Carter, 12-3 with 3 assists and a steal. You cannot have 3 rebounds, Wendell Carter. He did only play 18 minutes, so I give him a pass for that. But come on. Desmond Bane, 25 points, 2 steals, 3 blocks. Jalen Suggs, 12 points, 12 assists, 3 steals and a block. Gogo Patadze, 9 points, 4 boards, a steal, and 3 blocks. Love that. And Anthony Black with 14 points, 2 steals, and we're just happy he is back in the lineup. He's been out for like 2 or 3 weeks. So good to see Anthony Black back on the floor. He should help this team in the upcoming days and in the playoffs. Next game, the Cavs blew out the Grizzlies 142-126. Everyone knew this was coming. Jared Allen 13-9 with the steal and two blocks. Evan Mobley 24-6 for assists. No blocks, but great shooting percentage. Dennis Schroeder 22-11 assists. 5 rebounds also. Sam Merrill 21 points, 3 steals. Keon Ellis 19 points, 8 assists and a steal. Larry Nance 10 points and a steal. Naquan Tomlin 10 points, a steal and a block with 9 rebounds in 22 minutes. Craig Porter 11, 8, and 6 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. That is ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. That's an incredible stats in 26 minutes by Craig Porter Jr. And Tyrese Proctor, 10 points, 3 steals. So the Cavs put up some numbers on these guys. For the Grizz, Omax, 24 points and a steal. Cedric Cowart, he's back after missing the last one. 12 points, 5 boards, a steal and 2 blocks. Gigi Jackson, 11-5 with a steal and 2 blocks. Lucas Williamson started, 17 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals. Cam Spencer with 9 points, 9 assists. Derek Whitehead, I was highly big on Derek Whitehead coming into the NBA. Yes, he was banged up, but he was one of the most talented players in the draft. Great to see him get 20 points tonight with 3 boards and an assist. Almost 50% from the field, 50% from three-point land. And I just hope he stays healthy. Derek Whitehead, great game. Adama Ball, one of my biggest sleepers. 20 points, 6 boards, and 1 steal. 50% from the field. Great game by Adama Ball. Walter Clayton, 10 points, 11 assists. He's picking up those assists that Isaiah Collier would normally be doing. Oh, no, excuse me. Isaiah Collier is on the Jazz. Walter Clayton has been traded to the Grizzlies. I almost forgot about that. They were running mates. I guess he took some notes from my guy Isaiah Collier from Utah, and he brought him over here to get 11 assists. So that's always good to see. I wish he was starting for this team because they need to see what they're going to do in the future. Like, I don't know if Cam Spencer is their future, but we'll see. And for the last and final game of the night, the Nuggets defeated the Trailblazers 137-132. Tumani Kamara with 30 points, huge game, 5 boards and a steal. Denny Avdija, 26 points, 4 boards, 7 assists, a steal and a block. Great all-around game. Donovan Klingon finally back with 18-12 with 2 blocks. Jrue Holiday, 19-11 assists with 6 boards. And Scoot Henderson started, 18 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, a steal and a block. Off the bench, the only player productive was, I mean, you can say Robert Williams was 6-6, but Matisse Thybulle, 14 points, 5 steals, 3 assists, and a block. You love those 5 steals. He's been creeping along, getting steals pretty consistently. So, you know, depending on, as long as all these guys are out, they run the same 9-man rotation, Matisse Thybulle is going to be valuable. For the Nuggets, Aaron Gordon, 23-9 with 5 boards, excuse me, with 5 assists. Cam Johnson, 17-6 with 7 assists. Jokic, 35-14 with 13 assists and 5 steals and 2 blocks. MVP type of performance from Jokic. We will see what happens with that. Jamal Murray, 20-7 assists with 2 blocks. And Christian Brown, 8-6 with 3 steals. Off the bench, JV, Jonas Valanciunas, 14 point, excuse me, Jonas Valanciunas. I said Jonas Valanciunas. Anyway, that might be his new nickname. 14 points, 3 boards. Bruce Brown with 6 points, 5 boards, 2 assists. And Julian Strother with 11 points and a steal. That's our 5-game wrap up. Let's talk about players of the night for Monday. Jalen Brunson, 30-13. Nikhil Alexander-Walker with 36. Jalen Duren, 18-9. Paolo, 31-3. Dennis Schroeder, 22-11. Omax with 24. Embiid, 34-12-4. Stephon Castle, 19-10-13 with that triple-double. Give some love to Wemby, too. And for the last and final game, Tumani Kamara, 30 points. And Jokic with 35-14-13. What an insane night of basketball. You know, it worked out well. And I know it's not a lot of people going to be commenting this week because it's the last week of the season. But like I said, we are still here with you, for you at Ethos Fantasy NBA at Sports Ethos. You know, I had a championship matchup that ended last week. That is way too late in the season as well. I've had other leagues that have ended this season over a month ago. So, you know, it's just very spread out. If you be careful with your default settings when you're setting up a league, especially for the first time, or if it's Dynasty. You don't want to have your league going, especially to the last week, but really like the last 3 weeks of the season in real life is a train wreck, and it's full of G Leaguers that they are just finding off the street to give minutes so they don't lose games, so they don't have to risk their players in the future. You know, like Giannis right now, Giannis wants to play. The Bucks are like, no, we don't want you to play. You could be hurt next year. You know, like, no one wants their player to tear an ACL or anything like that and miss most of next year. So I get their point of it, but at the end of the day, they're going to play basketball. You know, they're going to play an open run in the gym or something. So let them play on the NBA court. But you, for this last week especially, you're going to have to keep an eye on all the latest breaking news. And I'm not just saying that because we have it here at Sports Ethos. But for real, last minute lineup changes, you're going to have to keep your screen up. Like, is this person playing? Is this person playing? You may not know until 30 minutes before the game. This is how it is in the last week of the season. It is a madhouse. But yeah, we'll be here with you, and Doc and Brew will be on next to give you more thorough in-depth analysis of the fantasy upcoming week and tonight's games and their outcome and their outlooks as well. But for me at William S. Bill, this is the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. I'll be here with you all week, actually. Tim's done for the year, so I'm finished this last week and we're out of here. So hit me up on Twitter if you have any questions. Or stay tuned to the feed. Like, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. And until next time, guys, I'm out of here.